Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. No reading from the Sutta eighth chapter of the Madhurila, verse 292-34. Erupa Dasharatri Ramananda Sange. Suke Goaila Prabhu Krishna Kotarange. Erupa Dasharatri Ramananda Sange. Suke Goaila Prabhu Krishna Kotarange. In this way, well, I'll just give you an example. For 10 nights, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy spent a happy time discussing the pastimes of Krishna. 292. Nigura Brajira Rasa Lila Ravicha. Nigura Brajira Rasa Lila Ravicha. Ane kohila tara na paila. Ane kohila tara na paila. Ane kohila tara na paila. The conversations between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu contain the most confidential subject matters touching the conjugal love between Radha Krishna and Vrindavan Bhagavini. Although both talked at great length about these pastimes, they could not reach the limit of discussion. That's what it says here. Not Hilo Par. Par means the limit. I mean, I make very. Okay, 294. Kama kanja rupa sona ratna chintamani. Keha jadi kaham posta payeta kani. Kama kanja rupa sona ratna chintamani. Deha jadi kaham pokta payeta kani. Kama kanja rupa sona ratna chintamani. Deha jadi kaham pokta payeta kani. Kama kanja rupa sona ratna chintamani. Kama kansa rupa sona ratna chintamani. Deha jadi kahan pota paiyata kahan. copper, kamsa, bell metal, rupa, silver, sona, gold, ratnachin kamani, the best of all metals, touchstone, keha, somebody, yadi, if, kaha, somewhere, pota, buried, paya, fine, eka, kani, in one place. Actually, these conversations are like a great mine wherefrom one can extract all kinds of metal, copper, bell metal, silver, gold, base metals, and all others. They're like a touchstone buried in one place. Purport. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur gives the following summary of the conversations between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramananda Roy replied to five questions that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stated in verses 57 to 67. The first answer is compared to copper, and the fifth answer is most valuable because it deals with unalloyed devotion, the ultimate goal of devotional life, and illuminates the preceding four subordinate answers. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati points out that in Vrajabhumi there is the Jamuna River with its sandy banks. There are kadamba trees, cows, Krishna's sticks with which he herds cows, and Krishna's fleet. All of these belong to the Santara, the mellow of neutrality in devotional service. There are also the direct servants of Krishna named Chitrata, Pasraka, and Rasa. And these are the embodiments of service in the mellow of servitude. There are also friends like Sudama, Sudama, and others who embody service and fraternity. Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda are the embodiments of fraternal love. Above all these is Srimati Radharani and her assistants, the gopis, Lalita Visharaka, and others. In this way, all five mellows, Shanta, Dasya, Satya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, exist eternally. They are also compared to metals like copper, bell metal, silver, gold, and touchstone. Sri Kaviraj Goswami therefore refers to a metal mine eternally existing in Vrindavan Vrajabhumi. Omajana Kamarandasya Janjana Savataya Chakramani Tanjana Chakramani Tanjana Maha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sati Tanjana Bhutali Swayam Sakadam Hayam Vidasi Sakadam Sakam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yatapadagamanam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sya Sri Rupam Sadhagatam Bhavana Vaganatam Hey Krishna Karana Sindhau Dina Bandho Jigatate Gopesh Gopikatanta Radha Kantana Mostate Vantra Bhagavad Prati Sashinda Deva Shapati Sanam Bhagavan Govesh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Samatang sarupa sona ratna chintamani keha jadita posa paya sasani. Actually, these conversations are like a great mine wherefrom one can extract all kinds of metal, copper, bell metal, silver, gold, base metal, and all others. They're like a touchstone buried in one place. So now we're getting to the summary, a recap. And mention here these verses 57 to 67. Anyone remember those verses? Raise your hand. Okay. But really, I cheated. I looked them up. In the beginning of this conversation, more or less, when they got to speak together, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just asking questions. The whole way through, he was asking Ramananda questions. And so, in the beginning, he asked him, what's the goal of life, in general, like that. So the first answer that he gave was, I think several verses, but the main verse that's referring to here is Devana Shama Charavata Purushena Parapraman Vishnu Arajite from Sananya Tatosha Karma, which I think is like 58:9. Huh? Okay, you put that one on the ordered inside the verse. Okay, that's 57. So yeah, it starts there. But then the verse, the first big verse that he gave, and it's famous when you study this chapter over it. You have to actually study this chapter for 700 trillion lifetimes to understand it. And then if you don't understand it, you study another 700 trillion. So it's not a matter of understanding it, because it's an eternal, as mentioned here and in many places, eternal ocean that's constantly being churned, or in this case, referred to as a mind wherein. Now, so you might think in the beginning, somebody in the beginning, or sort of if you don't meditate on the whole thing, a mine, that's kind of mundane, a mine, you know, guys are digging, getting really into miners in different third world countries. Never happens in America, but they get stuck down there, something blows up or implodes, and they die. It's a kind of not very pleasurable work, mining. Of course, if you're mining for just jewels, that's another thing. It so happens, but even for some precious metals, it's a dangerous job in the material world. But in this case, this mining is going on in the spiritual world. When we read in the Brahma Samhita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Patibhavita Birta Biryeva Nirupataya Kalabi. I think that verse is quoted somewhere along the line here. In that particular verse, I think it's 36 in the Bhagavad Samhita, a very elaborate purport is given, in which was described there first, Tabirya Eva Nijit Rupataya Kalabi, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. That place, the spiritual world, is full of nothing but bliss. And this is the conversation between Ramananda and Mahaprabhu is more or less on the level of the spiritual world. And so, but now Radharani is the chief consort as described here. And the confidants of Radha Krishna are all expansions. Tabirya Age, even Nija Rupataya. Nija Rupataya refers to their own expansion. Radharani. Nija Rupataya Kalabi. Taloka Eva Nirasat Akiratna Bhuta. At the same time, Krishna is described, although he's in Galoka, Akilatma Bhuto, he's in the heart of everyone, even in this material world. Govinda Madhu. So in the purport, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta has cited the 64 arts we're all aspiring. Prabhupada wrote a letter to Hima Bhakti. There was a little pastime where her husband, who was Hansaduta, was rumored to be taking sannyas. Rumor. It was a rumor that he was going to take sannyas back in 71 or something. Ultimately, he did take sannyas, and that was in 76. He kind of jumped in and took some fire legs going and decided to. But in that day of 71, he didn't take sannyas, but there was a rumor. Therefore, his wife, based on the rumor, she cut her hair and she put on white. But he hadn't even taken sannyas. So Prabhupada wrote her a letter, which is quite an nectarine letter, as many are, Prabhupada's words. And he said, "Why? There's no need for you to shave your head and to wear white, because Hansaduta basically said he has not taken sannyas, so don't worry about it." And then he said something very nice. He said, actually, we Krishna's not interested in ugly gopis with shaved heads. Hey, okay. Yeah, okay. It's happening outside. Open. Not in here. Okay. So Krishna's not interested in ugly gopis with shaved heads and wearing white. Krishna's interested in artistry, very artistic. We're all artists. Either singing, dancing, and the first of the 64 arts that are mentioned The first few, some of them are vajra and singing, nacha, dancing, and then lekya, painting. Gradually, you know, setting the ear and making drawings and malya. We should all aspire to do these things. And as opposed to the Mayavadis who have no such artistic aspirations, the devotees, they aspire to learn what we can of these 64 fine arts. Krishna Balaram were also instructed in such arts, and they learned them, of course, immediately. So in the spiritual world, these things are going on. And one of them is also, a few of them, mineralogy and meteorology is called, learning all these things. So this is going on in the spiritual world. Mining is going on. Not really, you know, the mine, but they're Chintamani jewels. And these other things are there, apparently. One has to learn these things in order to qualify. He doesn't have to learn everything, but different gopis, different residents in Goloka Vrindavan, they know all these things. They're familiar with all the 64 fine arts, some specialized, apparently. And other ones like reciting verses, caping. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati used the word caping verses, or caping verses for recitation, or memory and recitation. Also memorizing various shastras, even engineering is one of the fine arts, and carpentry. So some of them are just learning all the various jewels and setting base for jewels, boma, how to set jewels in place and how to decorate the different parts of the body with cosmetic unguents. So there are all these various things, how to splash water and play veena, wonderful things. So the devotees are practicing these things here in the so-called material world. And the more we practice these artistic endeavors, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati Kirtan Yadi Katopi Bhavitari Tatra Lol Yam, the more we have agreed to learn these things. Dhamma Prabhupada also said we can become, know one thing perfectly. So everything of something and something of everything. That's one of the statements. So, devotees, they play Madonna, they play cartel. These are simple things, but they're going on in the spiritual world. So everything we're doing is an artistic endeavor. Should be. It shouldn't be dry. This is for the Mayavad. Arasa gya kaka chuse, gyan in pali. Because those who are gyan, the gyanis, simply studying these things. No nectar. Arasa gya. Where's getting rasa? Therefore, Prabhupada admonished Himavati in the letter that we're all artists. And Prabhupada was the most expert. Prabhupada didn't sit around painting like I do, like a sutra. But his artistry is shown in so many books, so many bhajans, writing a letter, speaking to anyone, just moving his finger. Pure artistry, just right from Goloka Vrindavan. So, referring back to these 57 to 67, various things recited, and he's got that. Oh, he's got the 64 fine arts. That's the one. Veena Dhamma. There's one about the metallurgy. It's called Akara, actually. Like the mine. The mining. The miners. It's a little before that. All these, raupya is silver, we have it here, ratna is jewels. Pariksha, studying. Pariksha Maharaj, he got his name because he was examining or studying. And sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's a chapter, Leela, about Rupa Sanatana Goswami, in the beginning of that chapter where, I think it's in Antariya, when Sanatana Goswami was called for lunch, and he ran along the hot, blazing sand of the beach at midday, very hot. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, Sanatana, how did he come here to lunch? Of course, he knows, but he asked him. We've just been discussing that about, does Krishna know about the Shaman Kapatul, or does he not? So that's the wonderful thing that he's asking. Gudha Kapata Manasha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, they're masked. Kapata, Gudha, they're hidden. They're sometimes acting like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya even acts like that, supreme, during the 21-hour prakash, the Mahaprakash, he acts that. He grants all desires and exhibits all universal form. Sometimes to a great that observes others. And most of the time he's acting, but he's full of all mystic power. Sadaishvarya Purna Yaiha Bhagavan Swayamaya. And here he's describing, he's coming to give this Ujjvala Rasa. Anatita Chidin Chidat Sunyava Kimikaro Samalpayasam. On this Ujjvala Sam Sabakti Shriyam. Anyway, the Sanatana Goswami story, we're not familiar with it, but this word is used, Pariksaya, because he was examining Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, of course, always passes the examination. We may not pass, but just to show someone who does pass it, with flying colors, as they say, with A plus unlimited, so Sanatana Goswami was going along the hot sand, so humble, he didn't want to go the short way, which is in front of the Jagannath temple. Why? He said, because what if one of the pujaris touches my body, they'll become contaminated. We don't know how crowded it was or what the chances are of the pujari touching his body, but in any case, he came along hot sand. He was examined. So this parichaya means to examine. So here he put up the verse, Varshama Charalada. This was rejected, Iha Bahya, right away. It's a nice verse because you actually have to know this, and you have to, this is the beginning. Without that, then there's not even human life. One acting in his Varnashram position. Chattavanya Mayashrishtam Gunakama Vibhaga. So this is the basics to get to this. But Lord Chaitanya said this is Iha Bahya, Ajay Prabhu. Go on, keep going. So when he got up to about 67, or 70, I believe, throughout these verses, Ramananda Roy was kept being prodded on. Then he remembered, we've been reading this for about a year, this chapter, so it's easy to forget. We're getting to 300 and, I think, 10, 11 verses in this chapter. It's 306, 7, 10... 11, 13, 312. We were getting up there. So when he finally got to this 67, 8 verse, what number is that? Just above the Rasa. Huh? Right, but before that, the one that was first accepted is 67, maybe. Gani Prayasam, this is Lord Brahma's famous prayer. Just to recap, since Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur has stressed it, let's go back to 67. Gyane prayasam udapashya namam te eva jivanti sammukharitam bhavadiya vardam. There it is. Stane stika. How many times did Prabhupada quote this verse? Many, many times. Stane stika. It means stay wherever you are. It doesn't matter. You don't have to, like, shave up, become a brahmana, or a mayavadi, or anything else, do anything. So many times, Swamiji, do we have to give up everything? And people would say, do we have to give up everything and move in and do this and do that? No, no, you can stay where you are. This is the proof. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, takaha asana kaje. Stay wherever you are and chant the holy name. We're talking all about pastimes of Radha Krishna. Several times, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is described. Radha Krishna, this sound of Krishna's flute is also manifest in the Hare Krishna mantra. The smile of Krishna, which has been described nicely in this chapter and many chapters, you can read Madhya 21, the sweetness, opulence of Krishna. and the smile. Madhuram, Madhuram, Vaparashiri Bo, Madhuram, 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 Madhuram. Madhugandhi Smithu, Nispekhmi. Madhugandhi Smitho, Ekaraho, Madhuram, Madhuram, Madhuram. Madhu what? Madhugandhi Smithu, Midhu, Midhu, sweet. Midhu, what is it? Smith and Ekaraho, Madhuram, Madhuram. So Krishna's body is like an ocean of nectar, ambrosia. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, saying in the Madhurya. He's speaking as a gopi, as Radharani, and he's saying, he's so attracted, and he's thinking, he's speaking that, just like the gopis, the creator of this body is so incompetent that if he was really on the job, he would have, why did he give us two eyes? It's like a joke, two eyes to see the form of Krishna. One should want to see the form of Krishna so much that he should want millions of eyes, ears. Like Rupa Goswami wants so many ears. What is these two ears? Krodha-kama, krodha-kadambani, vijayate, sarendriyanam, kadim, no jani, janita-akya, amitai, krishnati, varnadvai. One tongue, two ears, it's a joke. Can't be satisfied. The creator of this body was useless. Trutir Yudayate Tama Pasupam, one of our gopis. We see Krishna, we want to see Krishna so much that when he blinks, Trutir, there it says half second, but sometimes described as a 13,000th of a second. There's a fragment of a second that if we don't see Krishna for a fragment of a second, it's like a yuga. Very frustrating. So, therefore, we get to this verse. Jane Prasam with a question among the Stane Stita, one should stay in his tent, but always want to see Krishna. Bhavadi Avartam, Stane Stita, Sikhitam, Tanavam. And what does he do when he stays in his position? He hears Bhavadi Avartam, all the talks about Krishna. That's what he wants to do. And he acts, Tanuvam Manavir. Tanu means the body, van, the words, and mano, the mind. But all these things he's utilizing for Krishna. Manasa deha deha yogitya, more. Arpi and purify, nandi, people. And what happens? Ye praya soul, he doesn't go past the paisti open. He conquers Krishna, who is unconquerable in the three worlds. He's ajita. He can't be conquered because he actually owns everything. Is everything, there's no question of concentration. They try, and we read recently about the Jarasandha 18 times and Kaliyavan and all these rappers. One after another, try to concentration. Kamsa. But just by doing, staying right where you are, you don't have to do anything. You're just like the sage mentioned in the seventh canto by Narad Muni. He just stayed in one place. A jagala vritti. The ultimate. He didn't even move. He was just lying in one place. Prahlad Maharaj was going throughout the universe just trying to associate with the most saintly, elevated persons. And he found a great sage. Huh? Python man. A jagala means a python. Probably said, we practice this python also. He was walking in the park, for instance, in Denver in the morning. He said, just see, a jagala vritti, that these karmis, they have created this, working very hard, they've created this nice park, but they're not even here in the morning, they're sleeping, and we're enjoying it. Just like a mouse, he goes in and creates a hole, and the snake comes in, and eats the hole, eats the mouse, kicks them out, eats them. So this is the python, that's one way. But this other python man, he's staying in one place, and Prahlad knows, how is it that you're actually fatty? You don't do anything. He said, well, you know, people walk by, they give me, sometimes I get a really big meal, you'd be surprised. Pretty good. Of course, sometimes they just don't do anything, they just walk by and throw stuff at me and think I'm crazy. Sometimes I'm on a white, foamy, silken bedstead. Other times I'm just lying here, I guess. Of course, he was referring to how we traverse through this material world, whether we're sometimes a king, Keha Praja, Keha Raja, Raja, Keha Kika Sudra, sometimes with a tiny worm, sometimes with a king, with a subject of the king. So when we get to this point, like the Python Man, immune to all material circumstances, the more we become absorbed, like the six Goswamis, Sankhya Purva Ganama Gananati Dikalavasani Gato, or they're doing everything only for Krishna. Krishna Kirtana Gananatana Paro, Premamitam Bonini. The more we, like six Goswamis, Prabhupada wanted the devotees to come to this point. After in 1974, Prabhupada sat in his quarters in Vrindavan. The whole building was completely unfinished, but some of us somehow were there after the festival, and we went into his room, and he was chanting this Sagaswami Astakam. And those days, most of us didn't know, but we knew it was Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yago, Vijiva Gopala, that last line. But he was chanting the whole thing. And later on, of course, we had to fill it in and learn it. But he said in the Goblin, no one is at this stage. He said he wanted all of us to come to that stage. That's what's called unlimited, that we're supposed to come to the stage of the six Goswamis. He said, there's nobody in Vrindavan who's doing that. He said, no one visible at least. But you should come to that stage. So this is unlimited. This is churning the ocean. Mahaprabhu is speaking to Sanatana Goswami, also like this conversation with Ramananda Roy. And we're both madmen. Batul. Ami Batul, Tumi Batul, Dritya, we were a second madman. I'm a madman, you're a second madman. And similarly with Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu said, he was speaking all about Krishna for a whole chapter. He meant to give him, say something. He said, I meant to tell you something completely different, but I guess you must be a madman too, because you induced me to act like a madman. So Prabhupada says there in Bhakti Santa in the purport that unless one comes to this stage of Sanatana Goswami being so advanced, you won't be able to understand this Radha Krishna Lila. It's simply, well, we can try. Vichar Gadi. The word here is Vichar. If one studies all the different things mentioned, the Shantaras, the flute, but even the gopis are envious of the flute. What is this flute? It's a hard bamboo rod and full of false dosa. Dosa means fall, meaning the holes in the flute. But Krishna is playing that flute with his smile, which is like mixed with camphor and moonlight, and that smile is, we heard that analogy yesterday about the flute, or what was it? Yeah, that the person is, Krishna is amazed. It's just like some ordinary person, he breathes ordinarily, and who gave that analogy? Tom, yeah, get it somewhere. But so Krishna's smile is compared to that. It's entering into the flute sound, which is actually also Hare Krishna mantra, or something very wonderful, like Prabhupada's bhajan. And it vibrates throughout the three worlds, and it conquers everyone's heart, because especially women. It goes into the gopis' ears, and it's like a bird making a nest. They don't want to hear anything else after that, nor see anything. Radharani is so obsessed, Rupa Goswami's writing, that Radharani is saying, when I hear the name of Krishna and I hear about it, I become obsessed. And then when I see the picture of Krishna, I become obsessed. And the form, the sound of Krishna. I'm attracted to Krishna in so many ways, so I don't know what to do. Mahaprabhu is saying that it's like a convulsive disease, and the only medicine for the disease is to see Krishna and to hear Krishna more. But then my physician, he's very repressive. He doesn't give me the nectar. So I can't see Krishna. I can't hear Krishna. So the devotees, so anxious, so greedy, or Mahaprabhu, Radharani. And these gopis are like mirrors reflecting Krishna. And when they see Krishna in the reflection, it increases. So this is called Doha Kori Bhura Huri. there's a great transcendental competition that the gopis are so attractive and so beautiful, and Krishna's saying they're enjoying millions, 10 million times more than me. Radharani's enjoying 10 million times more than me. Therefore, he's desiring and is able to take the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we're eavesdropping into the conversation of that person, Krishna, who has taken this form of Radharani and is describing the spiritual world completely. Or it's not possible to describe completely. Impossible. Even Rupa Goswami, when he was giving his introduction to the Dagda Madhava, to Mahaprabhu and Ramananda, he was so shy when he was asked to speak, then Ramananda had to speak for him and say, well, he was going to write a play, but now he's written two plays because Lord Chaitanya has asked him not to, or Satyabhama also. Radharani said, he was instructing Satyabhama for not to take Krishna out of Vrindavan, but to keep Krishna and Dwarka and Mathura separately. So he wrote the Vidagda Madhava. In the beginning, so humble that he said, I'm such a low-born, ignorant person, but it's just like firewood may be lit, a fire may be lit by a low-born person, ignorant, dirty person. But still, that fire can purify gold. So he was praying that that this Vidagda Madhava would purify any even trace of mundane any thought in the minds and the hearts of the devotees. Of course, he wasn't thinking like some operati, but he was just doing the service. Because he said that now these devotees who assembled here, one of his verses, also introductory verses, are so elevated that they've reached the peak of all pious activities. Janma koti sukhadayana bhagyatara, which cannot be attained after hundreds of millions of births, janmas of pious activities. They have reached that kind of pinnacle of purity that they can relish these pastimes. He's praying that they will relish. And Rupa Goswami's poetry, Ramananda Roy himself, another madman, as declared by Lord Chaitanya. He said, Rupa Goswami's poetry is the essence of ultimate realization. This is not some poetry. This is the essence of all ultimate realization. Nectar. But Lord Chaitanya, when he heard this Anarpi Kacharini Charat verse, which is quoted in the beginning of Chaitanya Charita by Kaviraj Goswami, Anarpi Kacharini Charat Kanayati and so on, Ujvala Sam Sabakti Sim Hari Purata Sunda Dipika Dada Sandita Taha Sada Vidya Kandare Spurati Vachiti Nanda Sati Nandana. Rupa Goswami, they're praying that this Satchinandana and will, and his bringing this Ujvala Sas will penetrate into the heart of all, everybody. Hridaya Kandare, this is a Sanskrit term, Hridaya Kandare, the cave of the heart. It may be dark, but with the nectar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, it will destroy the darkness, just like a lion killing the elephantine material desire. The roaring of the lion dissipates anybody else. Just recently I saw a video where so many lions were attacking an elephant. They couldn't do anything but that emotion. The lion's roar is very powerful. Mahaprabhu has the neck and shoulders and the hankar, Singha Hankar of a lion. So we are praying, just like Prahlad Maharaj is praying in the fifth canto, that Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya to Lord Narasimha, that Kamashayam, we have so many material desires that will all be driven away by this loud roaring of Narasimhadev. And Mahaprabhu is, of course, manifestation. Sabi avatar, all avatars, including Narasimha. We take full shelter. Otherwise, we have to remain mad. If we don't enter into this madness, Yoganamatam, Kaviraj Goswami says, Yo Janamatam Bhuvanam Dayalo, or Lagaya Apya Karo from upon, that Mahaprabhu has come, because we're all mad with this speculating in this material world, Janamatam Bhuvanam. Seeing that they're all mad in this material world, Lagaya, he has come to manifest the spiritual madness of Goloka Vrindavan. And that is the only cure for the mundane madness that we're so much enwrapped in. The mind. Therefore, it says, Gyane Prayasa. Give up this endeavor. Prayasa means endeavor. The Gyan. To think. Anything. Figure it out. No. Just accept it. This is Lord Brahma himself. He says, Janantevi Janantu Kim Bhuktenamitrabho. Others, and he's Lord Brahma. Can't get any more elevated. He says, let them say, anyone may say, Jananta, that they know. But Jananta, let them say that they know. It's okay. I don't mind. But for myself, I don't know it. I don't understand it. Manaso vapaso vacho, by my mind, body, and words. So he's saying you should apply your mind, body, and words only to glorify Krishna. Okay, so it's time for a question.
We should offer our obeisances to him as a matter of sanity.
That
translates it.
Is that good? Do you remember what that is?
Maitreya to the third.
Third, yes. Yeah.
This is very basic, but that example that we heard yesterday, and you mentioned about the somehow Krishna can use the flute and he himself can kind of enhances by using the flute. Can we say that, like, Ramananda Roy was like the flute for Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya was...
He kept saying, I'm like a stringed instrument. So he's preferring the stringed instrument. If somebody wants milk, don't give him water.
And you were mentioning that Anartika Chidamita.
Lord Chaitanya said, this is not very good.
He wouldn't glorifying Lord Chaitanya.
He said, that's good. Why are you putting that in? That's not good.
I think the Lord Chaitanya said, this is exaggeration.
Or he said sometimes it's like an alkali. You're putting like poison in it. You had so much nectar. Why you put poison in it?
So that verse, because we've been going to a whole class about that verse in Sri Prabhupada, put it so much with fire show.
Simply worship.
But, so this idea that you don't have to change.
This is the beginning of where he accepts it. He said, okay, I accept that. Finally he gets up, you know, where he's still asking even beyond, you know, the five basic bhaktis. And Ramananda Roy says, up till now, you've never heard of anybody asking about that. So. And then he went more and more until he said, well, this is not even in the scripture, but I'll tell you. It's a straight Goloka. And we're getting the straight stuff from the gopis, the Shaka, the other stuff.
So if we conquer the unconquerable, the whole of it seems to be emphasis on healing. Serving also. So you don't have to externally change your position, but actually, in one sense, one's position will become completely changed from material to spiritual.
You don't have to materially do anything. On the other hand, Mahadvachalinam Rinam Dhinam Dhinacharitam, we're traveling. What are you doing? Nard Muni, he goes to the spiritual world and back and goes everywhere. Namami and Pasha. That's another thing. We're not ghosting, we're not Bhagavanandas that we sit in one place that we want to go out. Of course, the sister farmers are sitting in the garden. They didn't have to go too far. And they're delivering the entire world. Two Bhuvane, Manosha, Anyakaro, therefore they're more personal.
Um,
there's a little explanation in the purport to 10:14:3 of what is meant by counting the Lord. But what's your understanding? You know, this first quote or this first verse that Tanya accepts. It does seem relatively preliminary, but on the other hand, you know, it's not a small thing to conquer a Christian. But what's your understanding?
Oh, Radharani's conquering Christian.
I know. It's not a small thing. what's your understanding of what it really means?
Madan's going to answer the question, didn't he? He's got his hand up. So he put his hand up before me.
I was just thinking of one word, avarujite. Second verse of the Bhagavatam.
Established.
Or captures. Or compact. It's translated freedom. So I thought those two went together. You know, in other words, this hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam,
he wants to hear the final limit of it, though. Well, yeah. Well, according to the gopis, they can't get him out of their mind or heart. They're trying. That's where you want to get to that part. You can't get it. Then you know that you might have gotten something. Or anything else? Okay, I can have it done.